Maundy Thursday. An exceptional day. A day in the midst of exceptional days. What comes to my mind is one of my last churches, St. Mary's in Broughton, where in the evening, Gina, who was my reader, would always bring a beautiful china bowl, some very special soap, a jug for warm water, and Gina and I would kneel and wash the feet of those who were attending the service. As a father of three children, I have often helped to bath those children when they were young. It's the care you show them as you shampoo their head and as you bathe them. When we wash the feet of those who come to us in the Maundy Thursday service, it is truly an act of love. As we imagine Christ kneeling and washing the feet of his disciples, and what does Peter say? No, not me, Lord. If I don't wash your feet, then you cannot be clean. Jesus, the Son of God, the maker of the universe and of the stars as far as anyone can see or anyone know, of the great creation, kneels and washes the feet of his disciples. This incredible man, this Saviour of the world, who is going to give us this night the Eucharist, the Last Supper, the eternal meal which will feed us for eternity. The next time that he will celebrate the breaking of the bread and of the wine will be in the kingdom of his Father. The eternal bread which he gives us is celebrated there. And so when we receive it, when we receive the bread of life here, it is a foreshadowing of the bread of life that you will receive in the kingdom of God, surrounded by angels and archangels, and the true light of life, who is Christ. We can have a vision of it from the New Jerusalem when we read the book of Revelation, that place where there is no more mourning, no more death, no more separation, where God is the light which lights us. Maundy Thursday, Jesus kneeling, washing the feet of the disciples. We go from here, and he will go from there, on to Good Friday. Those feet of the disciples, his feet, will walk the way of the cross, which we will reflect on tomorrow. The way of the cross is both glorious and horrific. Many people at the moment are walking the way of the cross. Doctors, nurses, caring for those who have this horrific virus. As they mop the sweat from their brow after doing long hours of shifts, caring for the sick and those who die, Jesus points us also to the new commandment which he gave to us. He said, "You must love one another as I have loved you. No greater man has a greater love than he lay down his life for his friend." In some instances, those people who care for others are laying down their lives for those whom they are serving. Jesus tells us that love is eternal. That love is the tunnel which leads to the kingdom. Grasp it, as Jesus grasped their feet and washed them and dried them. He was saying to you, "This is who I am. This is your Lord, who humbles himself even to death on the cross itself." He is saying to you that you should fear not, for he is with you. He is taking you by the hand to the kingdom, but not yet. In this life, we are called to follow his teaching, which is to love one another as he has loved us. Therefore, on this Maundy Thursday, it is a solemn time. It is a time where the faces of the disciples peer out from some of the great artistic works which have been painted of the disciples at the Last Supper. All those faces, most especially the face of the Lord Jesus, comes to us and says, "Fear not, I am with you, I take you, I receive you, I guide you, I feed you through the Eucharist." This day is another day, another one of the great pillars of the Christian faith, where Christ proves that he is Son of God, Lord of the world, and that we belong to him. Amen.